Hello, Mark Roy Larson here for the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Well, I hope everybody's having a great day. It's been a great day so far for me. Wearing my North Face t-shirt. I love their products. Never stop exploring. That is very, very important to remember if you're going to catch your dreams. So, I love their product line, and I don't have anything to do with them. I don't even know if they have an affiliate thing, but I just love their thing. So on this. This is kind of resonating close to what's been going on in my life and Cheryl's life and just in general. And it's with God's timing, you know, and when we pray, or if you pray, we always, you know, we pray and we're usually asking for something, you know, and probably for helping somebody else. But we always are wanting it sooner than God wants to provide it, because asking you shall receive is true. It is very true. And it's something that I struggle with to the day. And but God's timing is always perfect. It's never early, never late. And I think it's a good lesson to learn that we're so tied up with time and timing in our society. And you know, I was reading a thing the other day that really, you know, God made the world, but he didn't make time. Time was something that was made up to divide the day, to kind of keep track of things. And the thing it said was that when you become basically obsessed with time, you become its slave. And I think that's one thing that we really, really, in this country specifically, don't know. I didn't see this so much in the little bit of Italy I saw. But it's something that we are slaves to. And I don't even think we realize it. And, you know, there's just a lot of things with timing. Timing, if you're asking for God's timing, if you're asking for timing to get to work or to a location you need to go visit or go see to get to, we always get back to the timing. And it does. You know, until this recently, I never realized how much we are slaves to time. And I'm finding, because that's one thing with everything Cheryl and I've been going through. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you kind of know what Cheryl and I've been going through in the last, basically since last summer. And some of the stuff that I have become, have conversations with my guides and God. And you may not, if you're not to that place in your journey, you may think I'm crazy. But he tells me he's been actually coming up with all these podcast topics, and it's like, yeah, and even giving me suggestions how to go with it. And everybody's like, wow, Mark's losing. And it's like, no, I'm not losing. I'm getting it probably more than I've ever had in my life. And like I've said, it's very comforting for anybody that is surrendered to God and just not done the grind and not been a slave to time. I mean, you're still gonna be a slave to time somewhat in society, because it is the way our system's set up. But the thing that God has, with timing, is told me to give whatever I'm struggling with, give it to him, which I have no problem with, and then be still. There's where I have the problem with it. It's just like, oh my gosh, because I've said in previous podcasts that I'm one who likes to control things. I very much like to control, and I'm better than I used to be, but I still like to, it's like, okay, this is if I do A and B, you know, this is going to, what's going to turn out, or one and one is going to equal two. But it's just like, to be still is been really tough. It's cool. And it's like, he says, go out and enjoy your life. I've got it covered. And he's like, and when this all occurs, you're going to have plenty of time to enjoy your life. And it's like, okay. So I didn't realize how much I was not into that mindset. I was on the hamster wheel, like we all are, I believe most of us are in this country. And it's just like, okay, I don't have to do this before whatever time. And I can go have coffee and just enjoy myself. And it's like, I like this, but I felt guilty. I felt strange, because it's just like, this is not the way I've been living my life for quite some time. Maybe not since I was in college, maybe, because I think after getting down into college, the hamster wheel really got going fast. I mean, I was getting jobs. I was in Dallas. I was in Omaha, in St. Louis, in Columbia, Missouri. I was all over the place. And I was going, just like when I moved, the company moved from Dallas to Columbia, Missouri, it was on a Monday and they decided to be there by Thursday and ready to go to work. And it's like, wow, so much time. So, but you know, getting back to, it's just like when God told me to be still, it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. It's just, I think sometimes, and I believe I am too, addicted to being on all the time. And I think that's with our 24/7 society, phone, everything we've got, you know, what I'm using here. We can do stuff 24/7. So when you just kick back and enjoy your life, which is what God wants, he does not want us to grind and he does not want us to work really hard. You have to work. But these people will say, you have to work harder, you know, and he doesn't care for that because he says, I would never want that for my children. And that's what he tells me. It's like, okay, this is a few months ago, and I thought, okay, Mark, you're really losing it here. But I'm not. And you can make your decision on your own there. But it is. It's just like, okay, I do less and I get more. That sounds like a win-win because I get the stuff taken care of. God takes care of it. You know, he just doesn't take care of it. You have to be part of it, you know, but he gets it. I don't know what the words I'm looking for, but he makes it happen. You know, he makes it happen, but you are part of the process. And, but otherwise it's just like, yeah, this is really, really cool to not be constrained by the clock. And it's just like, I'm still dealing with it. You know, today, this week, it's just like, it's been kicking back. Cheryl and I went and had coffee this morning. I mean, it's awesome. And Cheryl has a little problem with it too, who Cheryl's my wife. And it's just like, we all feel guilty. And I guess society has gotten so much into, we have to be productive. We have to be making something to be really of something to society. And the thing is, we forget that God, I mean, I don't know who said this, but be of the world, but not part of the world. And I never knew what that meant until, and I'm still not for sure I know completely clearly, but it makes sense. It's just like all these things that we are, you know, you got to get your taxes done by the 15th or whatever, you know, or you got to get this done, or you get this bill paid, or you got to make sure you get that done. And, or you get to get, you know, everything done at the home so you can go to work and you do your 10 jobs. And it's just, it's continuous and you don't even have time to think. And, I think if we thought had time to think, we would think, this is not the way of life I want. This is not getting me to my dreams. This is keeping me from my dreams. But, and people are, and I can understand it. And Cheryl still has a problem dealing with it, is being still. She's like, oh, you could go get another job or you could go whatever. And it's just like, and what would that really accomplish? You know, it would just accomplish getting a little bit more money and probably getting some teeny ways down the road further, but still would be in the same situation as we are right now. And what does that accomplish? And one thing, our discussion, I'm pretty much being open on everything anymore. Retirement. We have no retirement. We had the retirement that we had saved, went for Cheryl's cancer in 2015, 2016, have, you know, debt. And like I think a lot of people in this country can relate with. And it's just like, okay, so we don't have retirement. Don't have an IRA, had to use that. So what's going to happen if we don't do something different? Because if you don't do something different, nothing changes and nothing changes. Then we are basically going to be what Cheryl's fear is, to be on the streets. And so we almost have to do something different, even if it's so uncomfortable, because it is uncomfortable. We're so used to doing lighting handyman for over 2 decades. Cheryl's been cleaning houses for coming up on 3 decades, which is amazing. But it's never really been enough to bring in enough to really get a nest egg set aside. So it's just like, okay, we can do, and I think in 2012, something like that, we had like 5 different jobs and still didn't really, we worked all the time and really didn't get ahead. And I think that's where a lot of people are in this country right now. They're working their butts off. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things out there that that can, there's, if you want to work, there's places to work. A lot of places that are looking for people to work. And, but I think, and I've said this in previous podcasts, I think with the present generation, they say they're lazy. They're not lazy. I think they're more awake than previous generations, that this is stupid to spend my time on something that's going to get, not going to move me forward. And I 100% agree with them. That's why I am self-employed. That's why I do everything I'm doing. That's why I do this podcast. I hopefully make an influence to have people think like, yeah, maybe that is true. You know, cause you can work 24/7 if you really want, like I said, with our society, but how much are you really going to gain and how much are you going to enjoy your life? I think that would be a form of hell. We're not put here to work all the time. Now, the only ones that want us to work all the time is our government, you know, so we get more tax revenue that they don't know how to spend correctly anyway. So, so I'm not really too concerned about that. They don't seem to be too concerned about doing their job or working. So why should I actually? And I'm not going to get any more into politics than that. And I don't care which side of the fence you're on. I'm not going to say anymore. So, but getting back to the time, we need to every day when we get up, it's like, how are we going to do our time? Are we going to get on to grab a bagel or donut out the door, you know, slam some coffee down and go to work, have maybe a lunch hour, get home at, who knows, 7, 8 after you've commuted for 2 hours each way, and then go to bed tired, not see your family, not see your spouse, and do it all over again? What's wrong with that picture? There's a lot of things wrong with that picture. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like I've said before, there's a lot of things out in the world today. I mean, podcasting is one of them that you can make money. And I can tell you right now, I have not made any money with podcasting yet. But everybody's like, well, you're not making it. We'll see with the time thing again. It's like, you haven't made any money yet? It's like, it doesn't work that way. Some businesses never make money. In fact, a good share of them. But we think that if we put the effort in and do the time, that we will get the results that we think we should get. Not always. There's always so many different things coming in, some different factors that can keep you from competition. Maybe you're not good at what you do. You know, you're trying, but you're not really, it's not your calling. There's a lot of reasons. And plus, it just, there's a lot of people doing everything, podcasting, whatever it is. You kind of have to make your name for yourself. You have to have your glow up so people get to know who you are. And then you start getting people coming to want to be on your podcast and maybe you want to be sponsors. Then you start to possibly make money. But people are like, gosh, you've been doing this for 3 years and you haven't made any money. It's like, nope, I have not. And I'm thankful for Cheryl and when I was still working with Andy Man that we could bring in enough money. But with everything going on with the money situation, it has been very interesting, to say the least. And that's where Cheryl gets stressed, and that's where she wants me to get another job. And it's just like, no, that's not going to be a solution down the road. Not that far, because we both are in our 60s. And I don't plan on retiring. I don't know if I ever plan on retiring. Maybe down the road I will, but I think retiring is a time that I don't want to do. It's just people start to die. People start to die when they get close to retirement age. I've found not everybody, but they get to that time and it's like, I'm getting old. You know, you're getting the age spots, you're getting the wrinkly skin, you got aches and pains. And it's just like, you know, I'm getting old. I might as well just figure out I'm on my deathbed. And the thing is, it's all pure. It's mindset. It is all mindset. And granted, there are other circumstances that can change that. Illness and cancer, and there's plenty of them. But just in general, it's like I see these people, not all of them, but they get, oh, I'm getting 65. What are you going to get? I mean, what are you going to get for your stuff, your benefits from the government? And it's like, no, I'm not taking them. Cheryl and I are so disgusted with everything online, you know, on TV, the commercials, the stuff for Medicare and all this stuff and Medicaid Part C and it should be, if it's going to be a program, it needs to be for everybody. Not this stuff is if somebody can get this A, B, and D, E, and I don't even know them. You know, I've learned C because I run that commercial continually. But it's just like any money that I would get from all that Social Security, all that that I've accumulated will go, I'm proclaiming right now, will go to help other people, organizations, whatever it will be. That's how I roll. And I will not be part of it. I've been stuck with this Affordable Care Act for way too many years. And this is just a different form for older people. And now I'm done with that. I'm really done with that. And I'm declaring that right now. If it weren't for Cheryl and all the other stuff with her having to go with her checkups every year and CEAs and all that stuff. But that's one reason why we've kept with the Affordable Care Act. And I even really looked into this year, seeing about private insurance and all the other insurance. And there's really not. And the ones where you have cost share, which is good, but they wouldn't take Cheryl on because they were passed. You know, I think if you're healthy, I think that is a good option. But take time. Take time. You know, I always say that everything is God's timing. It's also your timing. It's your timing. God gives you another day. How you spend it is your call. And you know, don't get on the hamster wheel. Easier said than done, I know. But plan it out. Eat a slow breakfast. Get up 15 minutes earlier. Get up, and if you want to do, I do, you know, cold shower and all that stuff. If that's something that's important to you, get up and do that a little bit earlier. If working out is important to you, whatever's important to you, make enough time that you don't have to rush through it. And yes, some days that may not be possible. But the majority of days, I would guess, would be possible. It's just that I've been so brainwashed into thinking we have to go all the time. Or these people have multiple TVs, and I, you know, that's cool. But I personally can't watch more than one. It drives my brain crazy. I mean, it does. I just can't do it. For one thing, I lose focus. And I think focus is very important. But, you know, I want to put in the time to make what I'm doing the ultimate, if I can say that, focus, you know, because, you know, I can be doing, like Cheryl and I going out for coffee this morning. We could have been doing work. You know, we wouldn't, like a lot of people, they go to restaurants or cafes or whatever. And actually, we just went and had some coffee with friends. And well, we could have been playing on our phones or doing work on there while we're trying to have a conversation. See, we don't have our focus. We have our time is being split. And when you try to do everything, you don't do anything well. And that has been proven. You need to focus on one thing. If you're working out, do that. Get the AirPods out of your ears. Stop the headphones because you need to be concentrating on what you are. You don't need to be listening to music. You don't need to be learning something. There's a time and place for everything. And it's great to learn. It's great to listen to your music. Do that when it has its time for focus. It is not something you need to be doing all the time because we do that. We, you know, we are, or even holidays, you know, and I have a problem with people bringing their phones, and my family doesn't do that very bad. You know, it's some things to have to with today's world, but some of these people are, you know, it's like, go out to work, you know, for restaurant, you know, to eat. It's just like, you're not focusing on the event. You're with your family. You're out to eat. You're going to share, break bread. And it's just like, you're not going to remember this event because it was so scattered. And when it's scattered, your brain's not going to know how to process it. It's like, well, you were looking at your phone. You were going to respond to them. You were thinking about what's going to go on at work tomorrow. You were thinking about what time I'm going to get to bed after I do the laundry. It's just like, focus. Take the time to focus on one thing. And that is one thing that I'm having problems with God telling me to be still. Being still is hard to do in this society today. It's like, I'm used to doing it all. You know, we're trying to at least. And I'm very much guilty, so I can relate with it. But we do need to get our dream life. We need to concentrate on what our true dream is. Get one dream and then hone in on that. You know, whatever it is. I mean, I love podcasting. And I could do, I mean, it, when I did the 5 podcasts in 5 days at the 100th episode celebration, it was a little bit too much, I think. I wouldn't want to do a podcast every day, but I look forward to doing these. And I get to talk. Hey, you know, anybody who knows me now knows I like to talk. And it's just, but just right now, I'm doing the podcast. I'm not, my brain's trying to work on other things I'm going to do afterwards and how I'm going to get this up by Friday and what's the next guest on the podcast and the whole gambit of things that my brain is going to work for. So we need to quiet the brain. And I think meditation, you know, there's a whole bunch of things. Going for a walk in nature, and that's why I take my phone because I want to take pictures. Imagine that. But that's kind of defeating the focus thing. But I'm guilty. You know, it's a challenge. You have to be completely aware. You know, I think so many people in this country are not aware of what's going on. They get up, get ready for another day, do the next day, get ready to go to bed, and repeat. Look for the weekend. You know, work for the weekend, like the song goes. And then, you know, they're dreading on Sunday, you know, afternoon, Saturday, Sunday night, that they have to do it again because their soul hates it. And not saying that everybody hates it. They probably don't hate maybe say their job, but they hate the hamster wheel. You know, it's like, we're going to get on there. We had a few seconds of downtime. And it's just focus. You know, if you're working out, worked out with Caleb the other day, and which was awesome. But, you know, we focused on one exercise at a time. We didn't try to do this over there, that over there. You know, we could have, you know, we could have had a whole gambit of things we tried to do, but we always focused on one thing. And that is how you make progress. And it's how you know, when you focus on something, I find that things, epiphanies come in. It's like, okay, what am I going to do with the podcast this time? Because I like to change it up. And if you guys have any ideas, I'm always open for that too. But it's just timing. You know, do God's timing. God's timing, and when you ask through prayer, God's timing when He gives you another day to spend as you basically see fit. And that's God's timing too, because He gave you a gift of another day. And I can tell you, anybody like my wife Cheryl, who is not knowing if she's going to have that, that is the biggest gift there is. And I think that's another thing we take for granted is we just like, you know, next month or whatever, I'm going to do quote unquote, whatever it is. And we're kind of, it's our ego because we may not even be here. Yeah, you have to plan that, but it's just like, what makes you think you're going to be here? There's people that die every day. And that's why I always am a stickler for live for today, like it's your last one, because it very well could be. That is, your time might be up, you know, and isn't it amazing how everything revolves around time? A man-made invention, because God just has the days, and He doesn't have the parameters of what we have to do with our time. And I think that's a gift from God, too, and to give it to Him, because that's one thing since I've gotten into this with God and basically being a different, I'm not going to say born again because I don't know if I know what that means, but feeling differently than I did previously and seeing the world differently. And it's just like the other day I woke up and I was grateful for everything. It was just like, I told my wife, and it was like seeing the world through a kid's eyes for the first time. It's like, wow, that's so cool. That is, I'm so thankful for that. I love that I have this. You know, it's just like, that is the way to live your life. Be grateful. You know, God, being grateful, gratitude is what gets you ahead in your life. And it makes for a really good life. So, excuse me. And, but anyway, I think I've gone on. And I think I've said anyway, you know, sometimes it's awesome. But today it's anyway. So I'm going to be quiet on that. So just make sure, keep track of your time. And, and when you do pray, and I pray to God a lot, just know that He will get it to you at the precise, perfect time. It will not be early, and it will not be late. And on that, I'm going to let you go. Be aware of your time. Make sure you keep track of how your time's being spent, because time goes very quickly. And before you know it, you are at the end of your time. So. On that, thanks for joining me again. And until next podcast episode, everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.